Fred Film Radio, Turin Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 36th Torino Film Festival. I'm in company of Borkur Sig Thorsson, director of Vultures, screening here competition. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
So, first of all, could you give us a brief introduction of Vultures from your words?
The film is... In a way, a tribute for me to a period in Iceland, which is the kind of the boom and the bust period of 2003, 2007, and the financial crash of 2008. And I wanted to tell a story that was contained in a thriller noir form, but reflected somehow on that period in Iceland where I think the Icelandic nation went quite mad in terms of blind ambition and greed, and particularly in lack of accountability and taking responsibility for their actions. And that was more or less the idea with the story. So I went and I searched for ideas and some kind of something from that period that had happened to kind of illustrate that. And there was a particular criminal case that came up just after 2000, where two Icelandic men recruited a Baltic guy to swallow numerous amounts of drug pellets to smuggle them to Iceland, and he managed to kind of get through by the skin of his teeth, but the drugs got congested in his intestines. And these Icelanders, they went from apartment to apartment in Reykjavik over the next 5 days or so, while this guy got sicker and sicker, and he eventually died from some toxic implications of having your intestines dysfunctional. And they ended up dumping him in a harbor on the east coast of Iceland. But this situation that came up, what is it that happens in a group of people who actually find themselves in this situation, and you know, when is enough enough, and how far are you willing to push it in order to protect your personal interests that are at stake, and how willing are you to sacrifice someone else for those same interests? And these guys, they were willing to take it quite far. And for me, this was a perfect metaphor for this period in Iceland, which was, I think, very kind of badly tarnished by blind ambition and people's willingness to look the other way when it benefited them.
Well, in the press notes, you wrote that it's, you know, the difference between these two brothers is also a difference from, you know, the new versus the old. And I was wondering, who's the anti-hero and who's the villain here?
I think the anti-hero probably is the villain. I think that is mostly the case, I think, in my story. But there is a mix between, I think, you know, you don't necessarily have to be a villain, although you're kind of portrayed as one. You can be, find yourself in situations where kind of for sociological reasons or for personal reasons, you're unable to kind of find your path through society. And I think the nastiest individuals can be the ones who are most successful in our contemporary world. So, and at the same time, the people that we kind of label as criminals are very often victims.
I remember people telling me that the serial killers are the ones in a suit.
And exactly. and don't do the killing themselves.
Yeah, that's true. And I was thinking that it's, you already told me that it's you wanted to talk about Highland, but is the genre also a more useful way to talk about what's happening today? What do you think about the genre in terms of the thriller? You know, not the typical art house film, but the thriller, the noir.
Yes, I think the typical art house film tackles subjects quite kind of directly. Very often, if you're dealing with subjects of immigration or poverty or crime, it's very often just focused quite explicitly on that. But the thriller, when well made, and the genre film, for me, is a metaphor. And it's always about something bigger and reflects something that is very real, although it's taken to very heightened situations within the genre film. Because the genre film obviously works on tropes, it works on recognizable behaviors, recognizable imagery, but it's how do you manage to connect that to something that is very real and that is something that people can identify with. That is, I think, the hallmark of the well-made thriller.
Why two brothers? Why was it important for you to tackle also this other sub-team?
Well, Iceland's a small place, you know, where, you know, we're all related, more or less, kind of back to the settlers.
Housing over cows.
Yeah, exactly. So, and there is a Vargur, the Icelandic name of the film, has roots in Nordic mythology about when the apocalypse is upon us, which is actually called the time of the Vargur, and that at that point brothers will fight and brother will fight brother. So it has a bigger significance in terms of family relating to society.
During the press conference, you said that there's a difference between the translation from, you know, the English title to the Icelandic one, because one is singular and the vultures is plural. Why did you let this happen? I mean, is it correct? Did this translation? Do you think that it changes a little bit the meaning of the film?
Well, I wouldn't say it changes the meaning of it, but it certainly, understanding the Icelandic title, deepens the meaning of it and gives it a broader significance. But there doesn't exist a word in English that applies to Vargur in that sense, that it has all those different, all those little nuances. But Vultures, I think, does it a good enough job of expressing what the film is.
Would you tell us more about Vargur? Because I listened to it during the press conference, but our listeners don't know the difference. What it means, Vargur in Icelandic?
Well, Vargur is a even though it's a singular word, it can apply to groups of people. It can be applied to groups of animals. There are particular animals that are Vargur in Icelandic, and it's not just the kind of the animals that vultures applies to, but it's anyone who really preys on a weaker animal. And but it's also a word that is used about particular class of people in Icelandic. It's a derogatory term about the kind of the working classes in Iceland. It's also a complimentary word when it applies to someone who's a shark in business, or so you can work within the kind of legal and the financial framework and be considered a Vargur, and then it's something to be proud of. Well, depends obviously on what you take your pride in, but so it has many different interpretations, and the word applies to a few different characters within the film, not just the one that you would automatically assume it applies to.
What kind of a director are you in terms of your? Do you think that you have a responsibility towards your audience? You're talking about the Icelandic situation, and so you're. The world, you know, do you think that, you know, a director should tell about the social situation of his country? Is it among your responsibility as an artist?
I don't consider it a responsibility to necessarily tell people how it is, but it's more about me wanting to explore things and ask questions, because I don't think any art really should supply answers. It should supply questions, and I'm full of questions, and I'm full of self-doubt, and the this period in Iceland that I'm referring to, I certainly count myself among the guilty. You know, I was working within the commercial industry, and I had a lot kind of I took part in the whole kind of in the party, and I think everyone did to a certain extent. And so I think in many ways it's also just a way of kind of, I don't know, exercising my own demons, you know, using the medium. And as an audience, I can always just kind of relate to the audience that I can identify with myself. Don't try to second guess what an audience is thinking. I don't try to think, well, you know, what would the audience like? It's just like, what am I trying to express? What do I need to know? What are the questions that I want to ask? Because I think I'm a very average person, and I think... if I am right about being average, I think my scope is pretty large in terms of kind of what the audience.
So your own audience.
Yeah, exactly. So I think there are millions upon millions of us. So.
Thank you so much, Borkur Sigbarsen, for presenting here your film Vultures screening competition at the 36th Torino Film Festival.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.